Activity 8.
Evening, Nadia. Evening, Tony. A pint of bitter, please.
What was the film like?
It was really good. It's a pity you were working and couldn't come.
What film did you see?
Night on Earth. It was directed by Jim Jarmusch. He was the one who made Down by Law.
Night on Earth? What kind of film's that, then? Science fiction or pornography?
Honestly, Tony.
Neither. It's about relationships between people, between strangers. It's all about chance encounters in taxis in different cities in different parts of the world during the course of one night.
Oh, aye. And what happens?
Well, nothing much, really. The people meet and they talk. Most of the people are misfits, in a way.
Sorry, what's a misfit?
People who don't fit in, who haven't or can't adapt to this society. And they are isolated because of that. One is a Hungarian immigrant in New York who can hardly speak English and he can't drive a car. So his passenger ends up driving him. Another is a black taxi driver in Paris who throws two rich African diplomats out of his taxi because they're treating him like dirt, as he's from a different country in Africa from them, and he's poorer than them. And then he picks up this blind girl, and without doing it consciously, he starts treating her like an exotic creature out of a zoo. You know, not really human. And it's interesting because he's doing a similar thing to her as the rich diplomats were doing to him.
Hmm. Doesn't sound as if there's a lot of action in your film.
Well, no. Unless you consider an Italian priest having a heart attack in the back of a taxi to be action. That's a really funny scene.
Funny?
Well, yes. The taxi driver in this case is played by Roberto Benigni, and he's wonderful. He talks non-stop about his sexual adventures because he's determined to confess to the priest, and he doesn't pay any attention to what's happening behind him.
Oh, so it was a comedy film, was it?
Well, parts of it were funny, but other parts were very touching, very poignant, like the scene in Paris, for example.
Who was the blind girl played by?
She was played by Beatrice Dahl. She was extremely good. You know, tough and sharp on the outside to protect herself, because inside she was sensitive and easily hurt.
So they had a French actress in playing it?
Well, yes. The nationalities and languages changed according to the city. So English was spoken in Los Angeles and New York, French in Paris, Italian in Rome, and Finnish in Helsinki.
Oh, it was one of those intellectual films, I see. I can't see it becoming popular. Has it just come out?
Oh, no, it was made in 1991.
Good. Then there's not much risk of me being dragged to see it by Angie.